Panthers rolling, Steelers rolling. Combined, 11-4-1. Panthers, three straight wins and covers. Steelers, four straight wins and covers. It's Thursday Night Football here, adjacent to the William Hill Racin Sportsbook. Inside Silver Sevens, Chad Millman gives us his look at the NFL each week on Thursdays. What's up, Chad?
How are you?
We are good. We want to win. We want to do what we as bettors did last week, which was really beat up the books. Did you have a big week, or were you... Well,
no,
you're sharp,
no.
So you might have gotten destroyed.
I didn't have a good... You know what? I made six bets last weekend when it was all said and done, and I went 3-3.
All right. Well, that's better than the 0-2 that I hustled to put in before I went out of town on Sunday. I don't know how you do it, man. We talked about your Utah trip. I never want to leave Nevada again on a Sunday. I hate leaving the state.
It's hard. It's hard to get away, right? And that Utah trip, I think, was singular. And, like, I have another out-of-town trip planned, and I'm desperately trying to change it so I don't have to be away on Sunday.
You're like, no Sunday trips! All right, what do you think of this? What do you think of this game tonight? These are two good teams. I feel like it might be time to fade the Panthers a little bit, but the Steelers always have this drama going on with Le'Veon Bell, and then this morning with the AB, you know, whatever, arrest and speeding ticket.
Yeah, I don't think that's that big of a deal. I think the Steelers are the right side here, and this number's been going down. And so I actually bet the Steelers at 3.5. I think their defense isn't getting enough credit for the work that they've done and how much better they've been doing. And the offense obviously is clicking, and James Conner's doing great. I think the Panthers are good. I think the offense that they've installed, that North Turner has installed, is really good, and it plays not just to the strength of Cam Newton, but to the strength of Christian McCaffrey. They don't have great wideouts at all, but that sort of West Coast-style passing game allows McCaffrey to get into open space and take advantage of his receiving abilities. But I still don't think it's a very good team, and they win dramatic, but they don't win well. And the Steelers are actually beating good teams in tough spots, and so I'm on the Steelers tonight.
What are we doing with the Bills-Jets game? First of all, I'll say this is why betting was invented, to make this game watchable. So, you know, that's something you have to bet on if you're going to watch the game. But I made a crucial mistake here. I heard that Darnold might be out, so I rushed out to lock in the -7.5 before it shot up to 10, and then it goes down to 7.
Yeah, so it's funny. I do the Super Contest, and I was making my pick today, and I ended up on the Jets at -6.5. I think that was the number in the Super Contest. And I kind of can't believe it, but I think it's actually better for the Jets that Josh McCown is playing.
No, it's way better.
Just, you know, he's just a better quarterback. And so, to me, as soon as I saw that, I'm like, of course I'm betting the Jets at -6.5.
Yeah, I think there's no question. They're a better team. That's why I was trying to make sure I locked in that number. I thought I'd go to 10.
Yeah.
I was wrong there. Atlanta is a team that we have talked about for years on the betting market. Their numbers always seem to be better than their actual team is, but they seem to get it together a little bit last week and now laying almost a touchdown on the road against Cleveland.
Yeah, look, clearly that's too much, right? And I think the Falcons are definitely getting better, and their defense is starting to get better. I think they benefited from having the week off and sort of recalibrating because they had so many injuries early in the year, and they sort of never got their footing again. But the Atlanta Falcons have not been playing well enough to be that big of a favorite on the road. And I'm still a little bit of a believer in the Browns. Like, they played the Chiefs tough last week in the first half. They just didn't quite have enough talent to get through the entire game. But they still could have covered, like, the end of that game. They had a couple chances to get through the back door. I think it's a lot of points. I haven't decided if I'm going to bet the Browns yet, but if I did make a play in that game, I would lean Cleveland.
So you've got a matchup with New Orleans and Cincinnati. The mysterious injury, A.J. Green out, certainly impacts the Bengals side. But New Orleans, I would be somewhat concerned making a bet on that team coming off that huge emotional game last week. They get the big win. Now they've got, you know, kind of a step down in competition and going on the road.
Yeah, boy, this is a bad spot for the Saints, right? Like, you look at everything. You've got the Bengals. Their defense is okay, but it's not as good as it's been. And I think they're getting more credit for being a good defense than they actually are. Their yards per play allowed are actually horrible. But they're coming off a bye. I don't like there's no A.J. Green. I think all the numbers are inflated this week because books are scared by how badly they got beat last weekend. And they know that the public is coming in cash rich and feeling confident, so they're inflating numbers. The flip side, you got a 1 o'clock game outside a week after a huge emotional win. I don't think the Saints are going to lose this game, but I think covering the number is going to be really challenging. I will likely be on the Bengals.
Get that Action Network app. It's free. You can track all your plays. You can give yourself a heads up about what's going on with live movement during the week on games you're looking at. Let's talk New England and Tennessee. Do we need to factor at all the fact that Belichick is coaching against a protege? I'm not saying he's going to take it easy on him, but I wonder what will happen in the game in terms of pedal to the metal with New England laying 6.5 at Tennessee.
Oh, I don't think he holds back at all. This is a really interesting game, and I've loved this Titans team this year. I thought they played really, really well. I think their defense statistically isn't that great, but they make the right plays at the right time. I'm not fooled by sort of what I saw last week on Monday night against the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys just stink. I don't think Marcus Mariota, they talked about him like, he's growing up tonight and he's changing who he is. And I'm like, guys, it's one game against a bad Cowboys team. He's still Marcus Mariota. And, like, I think he's a good quarterback, but if I were to bet this game and I'm still sort of making my decision, it's hard to bet against the Patriots. They're a cover machine, and they're the exception to every rule.
Do you think Green Bay comes home, after a really tough double dip in the schedule and just annihilates Miami laying 9.5?
No, I actually think Miami covers this game. I just do. I think it's a lot of points. I think their defense is really good. They're really good at rushing the passer. I don't like betting on Brock Osweiler at all. Right. But I think it's way, way, way too many points to be laying against the Dolphins. I think they're actually the right side in that game.
God, what a fun week. We're looking at over half dozen games that are at least -6. So, I don't know, we could have another week where the books get destroyed or it's a bounce back for people taking the plus points. I know you were on the Chargers pretty early on, and I thought that was a really impressive win last week at Seattle. They handled the Seahawks pretty easily. Now they're laying 10 at Oakland. Is there a letdown here for the Chargers? Can they cover 10?
I think they can. Now, the challenge here, look, the Chargers went to – I was most impressed this year with the Chargers when they went across country and beat up Cleveland when they were favorites on the road. It is not easy to win on the road. It's not easy to win on the road as a favorite. But the Chargers, the only games they've lost are the Chiefs and the Rams. And Phillip Rivers continues to be great. So I feel like if anyone can do it, they can do it. And the Raiders are just awful.
They are, no doubt. We mentioned Seattle. What do you think? Will Seattle bounce back against this Rams team? Could the Rams have a little bit of a letdown in terms of intensity now that they've lost the game? They're laying 9.5.
Yeah, I actually like the Seahawks in this game. Okay. I think they're the right side. I think that's too many points in a division game with a defense with the Seahawks that is still really good and has proven to be really good. Even last week against the Chargers, they had a chance, untimed down to tie that game. And I felt like with Russell Wilson double digits, the back door is always open. And so it's too many points for me to bet against Russell Wilson.
What do we do with the biggest spread of the week? Chiefs are 16.5 against the Cardinals.
You got to take the Cardinals. You got to. I don't know what to say.
I agree. I'm tempted to any... I mean, this is the way I play every week. Any spread where we're looking at 6 or more, I'm tempted to take the dog. I'm not going to do it in every game because, like I was mentioning earlier, there's the possibility that you just get crushed as an underdog better. But I just historically 16.5 is just you just cannot lay 16.5.
Yeah, too many points.
Yep. and especially against a defense that doesn't seem to close out strong. I mean, they had obviously the blowout against Cincinnati, but Kansas City in general is going to give up some points, and the back door is open if they get out to a big lead.
Yep, absolutely. That's how I feel about it. And I think the Cardinals' defense is, look, they're going to get killed by the Chiefs, but I do think they can keep it within, you know, the 16 and a half.
Did we hit on your favorite play of the week, or was there something we missed? What's your favorite play of the week?
I love the Jags plus +3 against the Colts.
Really?
I think that they've had a week to get healthy mentally. Their defense is still the best pass defense in the NFL across just about every metric. I think Leonard Fournette coming back, they could run this ball 40 times and keep the game close, if not outright win.
Hey, are you going to upgrade them the rest of the way if Fournette can stay healthy?
Yeah, I would, absolutely. 100%.
What does that mean to the point spread, though, when running backs generally aren't really worth more than half a point?
I think over the next few weeks you're going to get value on them until they're back at 500 because Fournette has helped them get there.
All right. So, Chad, tell people in Vegas why they need to get up on the Action Network and download the app.
You got to get up on the app because you can get everything you need for sports betting from every single angle. You can get where the sharps are betting. You can get where the public is going. You can track your bets in real time. You can see how your bets are doing in the app. It's like a real-time EKG.
And people should listen to the Favorites Pod, including developing star Blackjack Fletcher, who I am trying to steal his mustache, but so far it's not working. It's red and gray.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good.
You want to listen. It's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, right?
You bet, brother.
All right, Chad. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Chad Billman, Action Network, at Action Network HQ on Twitter. On the way back, we'll get into more of this game tonight, give you the betting splits. It's Pittsburgh laying 3.5 against the Panthers.